obviously, first pick, you had it. You selected Jared Utoff. What was your line of thinking there, and what do you feel he's going to present to the primetime league this summer?
Well, the biggest reason I did it was because I had him as a player last time he played 2 years ago, and I just loved him. I thought he had a great feel for the game, was very unselfish, and can score not only with the three-point shooting he's wonderful at, but he's got great post moves. But I mostly just thought he was kind of a Gordon Hayward-type player where he can put it down, he makes the right decision. He's one of those guys I think will set the tone for playing the right way. Even though he may not even be our best player, he was the one I wanted because of that feel for the game. The second part of it is that these games will be important to him, not only because he sat out last year, but he's sitting out next year, and it's his homecoming. He's the newest Hawkeye, and a wonderful story of a kid that decided to follow his heart and come back home.
Along those lines, your team, in addition to Jared, you also ended up getting Zach McKibb, Adam Woodbury, Josh Oglesby. Just how do you feel about the team that you ended up with and what those guys are going to be able to do together?
Well, very young team. McCabe will be kind of the person that I think will be a glue-type player, always has been, but also gives another outside shooter. Oglesby, a great outside shooter and a kid that's in line to have a real shot at a starting job next year. So, you know, he's going to be one of those guys that, as a coach's son and a young player, is going to be very motivated and I think be a very valuable player. Woodbury, I think, was one of the biggest question marks coming in. He was one of the guys I really, really wanted because I think he has a lot of development that he can make once he gets to where he's not double-teamed all the time, where he's competing against guys his size. And I think his ability to run the floor, his feel for the game also has shown that he's very unselfish. He's used to passing out of the double teams. Now, can we develop some low post moves and some finishing moves that he doesn't quite have yet? Plus, he's arguably the kid that has the highest upside in the whole draft. You know, I mean, I think he's an NBA prospect, and when you're 7'1", can shoot and run the floor, love to play defense, love to play the right way, that's a great prospect.
And I think just the other thing regarding your team that stood out is just kind of like the friendships that I've noticed with these guys, because McCabe and Woodbury both coming from Sioux City, Jared and Josh both being from Cedar Rapids.
And playing together on AU team together, yeah, so hopefully we have that. But of course the downside of it was my first three picks are big guys. Mm-hmm. Now, is there a good guard left? Mm-hmm. Is there someone that can lead this team from the point guard position left? And Andre Murphy, I think he showed in primetime the last two summers that he's really a talented player. Now, it'll be up to us to kind of figure out how we're going to do that. And that's why I took some really steady guards later in Jake Hughes and Matt Leeson and Nate Garner, Chance Miller. My next four picks were guards that hopefully can provide that stability in the backcourt that you need.
With the second pick that was used, it was taken with Mike Cassell. When you see him, what stands out to you and what do you think he's going to be able to bring not just to your league this summer but to the Iowa program?
Well, if it wasn't for my relationship with Utoff, and especially picking that back up the last couple of months as he worked through his decision, I would have taken Giselle because, you know, I'm a point guard coach. That's what I've always played, and that's the fun of it. I took Cully Payne when he was coming in, and I took Jeff Horner. I mean, I'm just a believer in coaching those guys, and I think there are very few point guards that run a team the way I like a team to be run. You know, there's a Westbrook point guard and there's a Steve Nash point guard, and I know which kind I like, and there's darn few of them, and I think Giselle's one of them, a guy that plays both ends, very unselfish, but is still a great scorer, great athlete. And so I think there's a reason that people think he's going to get handed the keys to this Iowa team next fall is because he's just that talented, just named top 40 in the country without having really gone to a lot of the national stuff. So two-time Nebraska Player of the Year, he's one of the guys I think that is the key to next year's Iowa team, and I would have really loved to have coached him, but Utoff was the only guy that I would have taken ahead of him.
And then just rounding out the first round there, you had Aaron White go third, Devin Marble fourth. And what stands out to me there is just the fact that both of those guys last summer when they played, like White obviously was coming in, but Marble, it seemed like his game, you could see the improvements being made then. And then as it turns out, those guys both ended up having major impacts for the Hawkeyes last season, especially later on.
Well, Aaron White proved that he's one of the top young players in the country, all freshman team in the Big Ten. And I think beyond that, people say he's going to get everything out of his talent. He leaves it all on the floor, the way he runs the floor, the way he plays both ends. With Marble and Basabi and people like that, I think the question was, they're great players. Will they care enough to be great in primetime? Or will they just, you know, just kind of feel like, well, this is the off season, you know, and next year's when it matters. I tend to pick players that every time they step on the floor, it matters. And we haven't always seen that out of Melson and Devin. And I have a prediction, which is we will see it now. I think that's McCaffrey's influence. I think it's the influence of now having 10 or 12 great players on an Iowa team that in past years had one or two. The competition will now force people to say, I don't get any nights off. I don't get any summers off if I want to play on this team.
Obviously, last month, the whole situation with you and I opting not to be in the league and you having only four teams, now that you've completed this draft, what's your overall sense of just how everything's turned out and how, you know, the four teams look, not just on paper, but what you're going to be seeing, what fans, when they make it out to North Liberty, are going to be seeing?
Well, two things. One, there's all kinds of Iowa guys on every team. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, last year we might have 30 Division I level players divided by six teams is five a team. Now we got about 20 Division I players divided by four teams is still five a team. So I think the talent matching up team against teams is good. There isn't as much talent in the league, but it won't matter because it's still one team against one team, and those two teams both will have the same amount of talent on the squad. In some ways, it'll be more interesting because it's really going to be a lot of Iowa head-to-head type matchups. You lose that Iowa against the lesser-known UNI player matchup, which was interesting to me, but I think one of the reasons you see somebody like Basabi or Aaron White going ahead of Adam Woodbury is we think Basabi and Aaron White can probably guard Woodbury. Could Woodbury guard them? Probably not. And so those kinds of matchups of incoming Iowa guys with great talent, ex-Iowa guys that have also proven themselves, those are going to be interesting matchups, and we'll see those all summer long every game.
And I know you've had former players that have taken part in the league before, but to have a guy like Jared Cole come back and be saying that he's going to be able to play this entire summer, what does that mean to you, especially considering the impact that he ended up having as his career went along at Iowa?
Yes. Well, Jared works for me at Monica's restaurant, and I've gotten to know him, and what a fabulous guy. And I know he'll play hard because he just made the jump. He just signed with a French team after being in Iceland last year, which is kind of the starting level. And I think he's very motivated. I also think he's a really good player, an underrated player. And I think that when you play your first year in Europe, you're forced to be more of a scorer. And so the one area of his game that could develop, I think he has developed. I think he'll be a great player this summer. It's going to be fun to see him. And I know for a fact that the fans love to see ex-Iowa players come back. And, of course, he just got engaged last week to a member of the Iowa women's team, Trisha Nesbitt, who is a marvelous young lady. And so I think there's just a lot of fun things about him playing, too.